welcome back to the Realist Experience Podcast Trivia Edition. I'm here with Lee Ellis. Lee, how's it going?
Great, thanks, Will. How you doing?
Pretty good. Now, of course, you and I are doing this right after we recorded our last podcast, so you don't know. I'm sure the listeners all know the amazing things that happened in the NBA playoffs this weekend. You and I don't. So, hey, you know, congratulations, Brooklyn. Sure. All right. We're going to go straight to the current events toss-ups. Here we go. These, of course, unfortunately for you, are not all NBA, but they're still mostly NBA. After the Jameis Winston incident of last time, I'm not gonna make you do a lot of non-basketball stuff, but I have to keep it fair. All right. So, toss-up question. First off, we start with toss-ups. Five toss-up questions. 10 toss-up questions. 5 points apiece. Question number one. What baseball team, which reached the World Series last year but lost, went furthest into the 2015 season without a defeat?
Kansas City.
Correct, for 5 points. Number two, what team has the first pick in the 2015 NFL draft?
NFL. I think the Rams had a really bad season.
They did, but that's not the answer. The correct is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay, right, okay.
Question number three. What team begins the playoffs as the Vegas favorite to win the NBA title?
I will say it's the Warriors.
That is incorrect. The Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavaliers.
Okay. One of those two things for sure.
It's the same way that, like, it's always, you know, it's the same way that if the Cowboys in the playoffs, people are always going to vote. It's LeBron. People are just always going to vote LeBron and vote Cowboys. All right, question number four. Who led the Atlanta Hawks in total points this season? This is not average points per game. This is total points. Who led the Hawks in total points?
Millsap.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number five. Who was second?
Pete.
Correct for 5 points. Question number three. Who was third?
I will say Horford.
That is correct for 5 points. I thought we might sneak a Korver in there, but well
done. Yeah, that was. I was thinking Korver, but I know he had a couple of games where he didn't really score that much. So.
No, well done. All right, question number seven. Who led the New York Knicks in total points this season?
God, that's a great question. Was it Galloway?
That is incorrect. If you are looking for an awesome postscript on this New York Knicks season, the man who led the New York Knicks in total points this year was Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, right.
That was my favorite factoid.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I was actually at that last game of the season at Phillips Arena where Galloway went off for like 25 or 26 points and they beat him.
That was great.
So Carmelo Anthony is the answer, if you can believe that.
You're right, that's incredible.
Question number eight. Within 2 days on the calendar, what day do the NBA finals start?
June 4th.
You got it. Within 0 days on the calendar, that's correct. Question number nine. What NBA Hall of Famer tweeted out his support of Hillary Clinton on the day she announced to become President of the United States?
Magic?
That's correct. For 5 points. Yeah. Well done. Very well done. That was a tricky one. You handled that one very well. All right, question number 10. There were 6 players who appeared in an NBA game this season but did not score a single point. There are only 6, which is a surprise, according to Basketball Reference Play Index. They are Malcolm Lee, David Ware, Kalen Lucas, Malcolm Lee, Jarrell Bineman, and what Martinique-born former Laker, Wizard, Heat, Clipper, and Timberwolf player who was involved in the David Lee trade between the Warriors and the Knicks?
Shannon Brown?
That is incorrect. I was almost going to give you the other hint, which was that he had open heart surgery his rookie year. Would that have helped?
Open heart surgery his rookie year?
That might, I guess it would not have helped.
No.
Ronnie Turiaf.
Ronnie Turiaf.
Ronnie
Turiaf. I didn't think he was in the league this year, yeah.
He played 19 minutes. He played 19 minutes. I know, in two games he played 19 minutes. And then so there you go. Right. So I always respect, I again, as a baseball guy, I always love those guys that got like three at-bats in that career, never got a hit, and then never played again. So I'm a sucker for guys. Yeah,
I did see Brett Lurie had the 12-pitch, four strikeouts.
Yeah, exactly. Which is something that I honestly think I could have done better than that.
I know. Like, what do you think about that? Just like after like pitch 9 or 10, wouldn't you just like just leave one?
Just take a pitch. Seriously, yeah. just to rest for a second.
Yeah. Oh man.
All right. Now we're going to topical. These are an overarching question with 10 subcategories on them. Like, for example, if I said name me the coaches of the following NBA teams, and that would give you the so on. So here's how this works. I'm going to give you a year and an NBA finals result of that year.
Right.
You give me the finals MVP of that season.
Okay.
All right. Question number one, 1986 Celtics over Rockets in six.
Larry Bird.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number two, 1999, Spurs over Knicks in five.
Tim Duncan.
Correct. I thought I might get a stick of Robinson in there. Question number three, 1990, Pistons over Trailblazers in five.
Isaiah Thomas.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number four, 1989, Pistons over Lakers in four.
Joe Dumars.
Correct. I wonder if I would have switched the order on that one, if that would have made it harder, but maybe not.
Really started following the lead.
All right, you had that one. All right, fine. Question number five, 2004, Pistons over Lakers in five.
Chauncey Billups.
Correct for 5 points. My friend Lindsay Robertson, who does not follow basketball closely, but was dating a Pistons fan, watched that series and was so beloved of the name Chauncey Billups.
Yeah.
She said it was like it was, she said she finds it impossible to say the name without going, Chauncey Billups, you magnificent bastard. Just kills me every time. She knows nothing about
that. That was a weird series, that one. That was a very weird series.
Wasn't that the one where like Malone and the glove were on the Lakers too, weren't they?
That's right, yeah. And basically Kobe just shot about 1,000 times in that series. It was crazy. That was him and Shaq when they were at their worst, or their most toxic part of their relationship for sure.
I mean, it's not like they had three other Hall of Famers on that team. Like, yeah, that's true. All right. Number six, 1979, Supersonics over Bullets in five.
I'm thinking Dennis Johnson.
Correct for 5 points. Well done.
Yeah.
Question number seven, 2008, Celtics over Lakers in six.
Paul Pierce.
Correct for 5 points. Question numbers eight, 2011, Mavericks over Heat in six.
The Dirk.
That's correct. I would have gone with Brian Cardinal, but everybody has
their own. What do they call him? The custodian.
Hey, he was awesome. Brian Cardinal was awesome in that series. The custodian. Like, that's good. It's not a janitor, a custodian. This is like a step
that's
up.
Right.
You know, it's a the office manager. All right, question number nine. 1980, Lakers over 76ers in six.
That was magic. That was magic. Amazing game in game six, where he played all five positions and Kareem couldn't play.
Correct, and correct for all four positions. All right, and question number 10, 2007, Spurs over Cavaliers in four.
Tony Parker.
Correct. Well done. You aced the category. Well done. All right. It's kind of amazing to me that, like, that series, we thought of LeBron as, like, almost like, it wasn't a rookie, but he was so young in his career.
Yeah.
And the MVP was won by a guy that's still hopping around. All right. Now we go to team nicknames. We give you 10. We give you 5. Teams, for 10 points, if you know the nickname immediately, you can say it. If you do not know, you can ask for a hint. And if you need the hint and you didn't get it correct, you get 5 points. You only get one guess, though, so you don't don't waste it. Question number one, the Sydney Australian Rules football team.
Swans.
Correct, for 10 points. They play on the Sydney Cricket Ground. Their mascot is Sid Swanee Skilton or Siggy. Question number two. The Augusta Single A Minor League Baseball team.
Oh, man. I'll say the Bulldogs.
Okay, or you can ask for a hint, whichever you'd like to do.
All right, I'll take one hint, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be such a dick if it's the Bulldogs. It's not. I'm just being mean. Okay, Lake Olmsted Stadium, and their mascot is Augie.
Okay, I mean, a duck. I don't...
That would be awesome. No, but okay, now, this one's actually tied. The answer is the Green Jackets. They are the Augusta Green Jackets.
Oh, right.
Yeah, which is kind of an interesting... Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. We had the Masters here just last weekend. I sort of thought something like that, but I thought there's no way they would.
They would be
golf related.
Clearly, Augusta has other stuff going on. They shouldn't just tie themselves to the Masters entirely. Apparently not.
Yeah.
All right, question number three: the Northwestern men's and women's college basketball teams.
Titans.
If you want, you can ask for a hint, or you can guess.
It probably won't make much difference, to be honest, but I'll take a hint.
Okay, they play at Welsh Ryan Arena, and their mascot is Willie the Wildcat.
Oh, well, a Wildcat then.
This is why you asked for a hint, Lee. That's correct for 5 points. All right, question number four. The Brisbane, it's Brisbane, right? It's not Brisbane, it's Brisbane.
Yep.
Yeah, the Brisbane A-League Australian soccer team.
Raw.
That is correct for 10 points.
Yeah.
They play at Suncorp Stadium, and their mascots are Rory and Rosie. they're Lions, I assume. And question number five, the Atlanta WNBA team.
The Dream.
What's that? I didn't hear
Dream.
The Dream, that's correct.
The Dream.
That's correct for 10 points. They play at Phillips Arena, apparently, and their mascot's name is Star. So very, very well done. You're already at 115 points, and we're not even into Outburst yet. So well done. All right, so the way that Outburst works, of course, we put 1 minute on the clock. I give you a category, and you can say as many of them as you can. There's 10 total. You get 10 points on the board total. No wrong answers, so you can say... I'll just tell you yes or no for each, but there are no punishment for getting something wrong. So just spew forward. Spew forward.
Right.
All right, question number one. These are all NBA, by the way, because it's the playoffs. I got playoffs fever.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. Give me the top 10 scorers in the NBA this season. This is not average points per game. This is total number of points. Give me the 10 men who have scored the most points in the NBA in the 2014-15 season. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Okay. LeBron.
Yes.
James Harden.
Yes.
Steph Curry.
Yes.
Anthony Davis.
Yes.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yes.
I've gone blank here. Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
DeMarcus?
No.
No. Carmelo? No,
no,
probably not. Blake Griffin?
No.
Oh, Clay Thompson?
Yes.
Kyrie Irving?
Yes.
You
have eight.
DeMar DeRozan?
No.
Jimmy Butler?
No, you have 10 seconds.
Chris Paul.
Yes. You need one more.
Monte Ellis?
No.
Paul Algasol?
No.
Who am I missing?
Time. Ellis was 11, by the way. You just missed it. But you missed... you got LeBron James, James Harden, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, LaMarcus Aldridge, Russell Westbrook, Klay Thompson, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul. You missed Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard. All right. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the NBA's 10 top 10 all-time assist leaders. The 10 men who have had the most assists in NBA history. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Magic Johnson, John
yes.
Stockton,
James. Stockton, Mark, yes. Jackson. Slow down, Stockton, Steve. Yes. Jackson, yes.
Steve Nash.
Yes.
Who else is up there? My God, who else is there? Stockton Malone, Bob Cousy. I don't know if he's up there. No, he's not up there. Isaiah.
Yes, you're five.
Gary Payton.
Payton, yes.
Yeah. I said Magic, Stockton, Kidd, Nash.
Oh, you said, I didn't hear you say Kidd. Yes, you have Kidd.
Oh, yeah, Jason Kidd,
You have seven.
Oscar Robertson?
Yes, yes. You have 10 seconds. Do you have 2, 4, 6, 8?
Maurice Cheeks?
No, and time. You got 8. Well done. You got Magic Johnson, John Stockton, Mark Jackson, Steve Nash, Isaiah Thomas, Gary Payton, Jason Kidd, Oscar Robertson. You miss Andre Miller.
Yes.
And Rod Strickland. Rod Strickland.
Andre Miller.
He's played a long time.
Oh, my God. He's top 10 of all time. Wow, I didn't know that. There you go. I've learned something today.
Oh, well, listen, this is an educational podcast. This is not for entertainment purposes. This is just to expand your mind. All right. Now, this one is, there are 13 names on this list. You only have to give me 10. But there are 13 names on this list. There's obviously a four-way tie for 10. There are 13 players in the history of the NBA that have won 6 championships or more. There are 13 that have won 6 championships or more. Name 10 or as many as you can. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Kareem, Michael Jordan,
yes,
Scottie
yes,
Pippen,
yes.
Derek Fisher, Robert Horry.
Fisher, no. Horry, yes.
Fisher's got, how many has he got? 5.
Yeah, apparently.
Bill 4. Russell.
Russell, yes.
Bob Cousy?
Yes.
Havlicek?
Yes.
Where else am I? How many is that?
That's 7.
Green, Magic, Robin Murray, Jordan, Pippen. Did I say Pippen?
Yes.
Who else has won that many? Lakers team's never really won any in those. Like Kobe, no, he's a 5.
No. 10 seconds.
Tommy Heinsohn?
Yes. Well done.
Yeah. Tommy Heinsohn. Yeah. Great.
And time. Well done. Well done. Heinsohn was, that was a nice pull out of the fire. Basically, you've got all the guys you mentioned and then a bunch of random Celtics.
Yeah.
So you've got, you got Casey Jones.
Right.
Sam Jones. Jim Loskutoff.
Oh, okay.
Frank Ramsey and Tom Satch Sanders.
Okay. I probably should have got Satch there, yeah. But
you still got 8. You got Kareem, Jordan, Robert Horry, Scottie Pippen, Bill Russell, Bob Cousy, John Havlicek, and Tommy Heinsohn. Very well done.
Yeah.
I would have yelled at Steve Kerr on that one, but I would have been wrong. It's funny. I was thinking about Robert Horry when I put this list together because back in the early days, I remember Bill Simmons referred to Robert Horry as kind of the Nate Dogg of the NBA, which I thought was exactly right. To the point that, like, I saw Robert Horry's name and I got sad because I thought he was dead because Nate Dogg was dead. And Nate Dogg is, Robert Horry is not dead. Robert Horry is totally fine. Yeah. But I had connected those two in my mind so much for so many years. So the influence of Bill Simmons. Not only is he stealing podcast intros, but he's making the connections in my brain. Okay, 10 seconds on the clock. Give me the 10 franchises who have gone the longest since winning their last championship. Now, this can count expansion. If they've never won one, it only matters if it's within the window of the number of years. Does it make sense?
Okay. Okay, yep.
Okay, so 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Raptors, Timberwolves, Orlando Magic.
Raptors, no. Timberwolves, no. Magic, no.
Sorry. What's the question?
Okay. So, the teams that have gone the longest number of years without winning a championship. Now, there are 10 teams that have gone longer than the Magic have since winning a championship, because even though the Magic have never won one. Does that make sense? Because the Magic's history only starts their expansion season.
Right. So, okay. In that instance, then, are we counting, like, the Oklahoma City Thunder as Seattle? Or?
We are counting them as Seattle, yes.
So I'll say Oklahoma City Thunder, Seattle.
No.
Washington.
No.
New York.
Yes.
New Jersey, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Philadelphia.
No.
No. The Clippers.
Yes.
San Diego Clippers. What? Charlotte or New Orleans?
No.
Milwaukee.
Yes.
Not Memphis, I guess, because they're Denver.
No, Denver, yes.
Yeah, Portland.
10 seconds. No.
No, Utah.
Utah, yes.
Atlanta.
Yes. And Phoenix. Time. Phoenix just in under the buzzer. I'll give it to you. So that's eight. That's eight. So I'm sorry. I may not have explained that clearly enough. I was trying to get across the idea that, like, expansion wise, like if teams have not won since Orlando has existed, whichever, you got eight.
Right.
Knicks, okay. Nets, Clippers, Bucks, Nuggets, Jazz, Hawks, Suns. The ones you missed were the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
And the Warriors, the two teams that might actually pick for the championship this year. So, okay.
Yeah.
So 17, 25, 33, adding 30, you're at 148. Very well done going into the last one. Let's see where you are in the all-time standings here to see where you will go. 148. You've got you're comfortably in fifth place. So well done.
Oh,
and you beat your point last time. There's fifth out of, like, I've done like dozens of these. So that's very good.
Yeah.
All right. So 148. Okay, last question. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the 10 individuals, the 10 humans, 10 Homo sapiens who have played the most playoff games in NBA history. More playoff games than any other. Give me the 10 people who have played in the most playoff games. 1 minute on the clock. This is NBA, not ABA. It's NBA. Right. Most playoff games in NBA history. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Magic, Michael.
Magic.
Kareem.
No on both of those. Yes on Kareem.
Kareem. Bill Russell?
No.
Kobe?
Yes.
Jordan, no?
No, Jordan. He's 11th.
No, Pippen?
Pippen, yes.
Tim Duncan?
Yes.
Oh, Fisher. Derek Fisher's the...
Fisher, yes. Fisher, yes.
Yeah. No, Magic. Larry Bird?
No.
Kobe? Did we say Kobe?
You said Kobe. You've got five.
Yeah. Wow. What is Tony Parker?
Tony Parker, Kobe? Yes. Parker, yes.
Yeah. Ginobili, too?
No. 10 seconds.
No. Horry? Robert Horry?
Yes.
Stockton or Malone?
And you got Malone. No Stockton, but yes, Malone. So two,
no,
four,
Stockton,
six.
But Malone.
Yes, yes. That's, wow. I think he moved ahead from some of that Laker year.
That's right.
Why Pippen is ahead. So you have eight. Yeah. Kareem, Kobe, Pippen, Duncan, Fisher, Parker, Ori, and Malone. The two you missed, Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge.
That would have been a tough one to get. The other one is Shaq.
Shaq.
So you ended up with a total of 156 points. Very, very well done, to say the least. I am. That's very well done. So well done. So congratulations, and hey, enjoy the playoffs. Enjoy being able to carve out as much time away from the 3-year-old to watch the playoffs as you can.
That's the greatest challenge for me right now.
That's the challenge. That's the challenge for literally everything in our lives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, and now I have a 9-month-old around. I got a 10-month-old around too. I can't even stick them in the same room because the 3-year-old will destroy the other one.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
it's
literally the only size being he can destroy right now.
Only physically, you mean. Mentally, he can destroy any of
For God's sake, well, I don't even remember who I am anymore. All right. Well, thanks, Lee. I had a great time as always. Have a wonderful time in the playoffs. And seriously, we're going to get it together and cause some trouble. I'm only an hour away, so we'll go cause some trouble.
Looking forward to it, Will. Great.
All right. Thanks, man. Thank you to Lee Ellis. You can, of course, watch him on The Starters on NBA TV and follow him on Twitter at Lee Ellis, LeighEllis. Make sure to come back in a week when me and Allison Futter kick off our baseball podcast. We'll probably, maybe I'm going to try to talk Lee into coming back and doing the NBA Finals preview for me. But for now, everyone have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you soon.